This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope, East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Parable of Four Soils, was delivered on January 23rd, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
God's people say,
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Walt. Good morning, my family.
Good morning.
Ooh. January 23 already. Holy smokes. Like you say, right? The older you get, the faster time goes by. Why? Because we're going downhill and we're picking up speed. Woo! Man. Like, you know, like the rock when the thing rolling down the hill, it goes faster and faster. You know, I blink my eye and it's like, oh, it's Wednesday already. Blink my eye, oh, it's Sunday already. I love this body. I love this fellowship. I love the people. We get to gather each week, do church together, and do life together. And it's so much fun. We have Bible studies on Wednesday nights in the office. We're going through the book of Jonah now with Grant. And we're having so much fun. And if you're interested in hosting one or starting one or joining one, let us know. We'll hook you up. All right. So, you know, I always wanted to do a sermon on some of the parables. And of all these years, God never led me to do one until now. And because I love the parables because we get so much out of it. But we're going to start this morning by looking at a famous landmark, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, one of the most famous structures in the world. Not because of the arches or the beauty, but because of the tilt. You know, construction began on the tower back in 1173, and they say it lasted probably about two centuries. But before the first three levels could be completed, it began to shift on its foundation ever so slightly, gradually leaning further and further. And over the centuries, it moved. And it's now known as like the most lopsided structure in the world. Man, how'd you like to have your name signed to that? Oh, Scott was the architect in that one. Oops! So, in fact, by 1990, the tower, the top, was 17 feet further than the bottom. 17 feet, that's like probably, man, imagine you looking up and the thing leaning over you. Oh, sorry, I ain't gonna stand in that direction. So they had to close it. They had to close it, and they had to work on it. And they say it took $25 million to do some. They had to remove some of the debris. So what was it? What was the problem? Was it a bad design? Was it poor workmanship? Was it the inferior grade of marble? No, the problem was underneath the sandy soil which the city of Pisa was built. It was not stable enough to support the size of this monument. The tower had no firm foundation. And I'm going to start with this story from Matthew 7:24. Therefore, and I like when you know what it says, right? When it says therefore, it's there for a reason. Whenever you read the Bible and you come across therefore, just think, oh, it's there for a reason. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and does nothing, you know, everyone who acts on them, that's why it tells us the Bible. When we read it, it should cause us to take action. may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. We talked about that last week, knowledge and wisdom. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and slammed against that house. Yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. You'd probably be walking around like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, lopsided, out of shape. The rain fell, the rocks, the floods came, the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Now this parable is a parable of building our spiritual life on the right foundation. Because if you build your spiritual life on the wrong foundation, when the tough time comes, poof, crumble. Great was its fall. So a parable, why did Jesus use it? It's an illustrative story by which a familiar idea is cast beside an unfamiliar idea in such a way that the comparison can help us better understand and grasp the unfamiliar idea. A simple story is told. Certain features which are similar or parallel to the point or the principles one wishes to drive home. For example, a blind man tried to guide another blind man, and they both fell into a ditch. This illustrates that while a man leaves his own shortcomings uncorrected, he cannot help others correct theirs. Yet it's like an alcoholic going to another alcoholic for help. Will that work? Hey, bro, what you do for stop drinking? I pass out. That's what I do. Why, I have problems drinking. What shall I do? Drink some more? You see, that's like a parable. It's like, what do I do when I don't hear God? You know, God uses illustrations to help us understand. In Matthew 13, this is the parable of the four soils. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road. The birds came and ate them up. The others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. So the roots didn't grow down first. Roots went, boom, hit the bottom, top grew. Because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched. And because they had no root, it withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some 100, some 60, some 30. They said, he who has ears, let him hear. And then he goes on to explain this parable. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one whom seed was sown beside the road. The one on whom the seed was sown on the rocky soil. This is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one on whom the seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word and becomes unfruitful. And the one on whom the seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it. who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100, some 60, some 30. So here we go. Soil number one in Matthew 13:3. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, the sower went out to sow. And he sowed some seeds, fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them. Okay, so here's the explanation. Okay. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, that's what you're hearing now. Well, that's what you heard when I opened up this, when I read the scriptures. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, because sometimes, maybe more times than not, don't you find it hard to understand what the Bible is saying? How many of you? I have a hard time understanding the Bible. It's, if you open up your Bible and you have a King James or a New King James, you might be saying, what the blank are they saying? Speak English. That was me. 20-something years ago, I read, like, what? I don't have a clue what he's saying. So I actually changed the translation of my Bible. And when I went from the New American Standard, because believe me, I had Bibles lying around all over the house, and it was all different translation. Most of them was New King James, New American Standard. I had no clue what they were saying. But when I changed to the New Living Translation, oh my gosh. Talk about like local boy English. Man, the light went on. I actually could understand. And what the understanding made so much different. So when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, what happens? It says the evil one comes. Who is the evil one? The devil snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom the seed was sown beside the road. Jesus, he's so smart. He is using farming stories to explain biblical truth, because the people back then, they were farmers, they were shepherds, they understood the truth, and they understood what he was talking about. The first soil falls on a heart that maybe is not ready to hear and understand. You ever share with somebody the good news, and it's so plain and so simple, you know, and they like, get away from me. Go someplace else. Maybe they're just not ready for it. They're not ready to understand. They're just not having it now. The seed sown on the path, eaten by birds, represents anyone who hears the word of God, does not understand it. Therefore, what they have heard is snatched away. The birds take him and gone. The seed is gone. We hear it. We don't understand it. The enemy, like the seed, takes it away. Gone. In Luke, Jesus tells us this. Luke 8:18. So take care how you listen. For whoever has to him, more shall be given. And whoever does not have even what he thinks he has shall be taken away. Those who understand more and more will be given. However, those who do not understand, even what understanding they seem to have will be taken away. So look how Jesus starts this verse. So take care how you listen. In other words, pay attention to what is being spoken or taught. Pay attention. not thinking, oh, what's on sale at Long's today? Where am I going to go for lunch after church? Hurry up, Pastor. Time is ticking. When I was in class in high school, which was a rare occasion, seriously, it was, I would get my report card and it would say 30 absences in one quarter? There was no COVID now. I wouldn't pay attention to what was being taught. Therefore, I didn't know what I was assigned to do. Therefore, resulting in the F, which I really, truly deserved. You know, you should tell this to your children. Take care how you listen. Oh, how many of you would benefit from children who listen? Oh, dream, yeah? Soil number two. Others fell on the rocky places where did not have much soil. I think he must have been sowing someplace in Paradise Park because that's all we get is rock. And immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. You ever go drive through, like, after the hurricane, I got out of my house, that hurricane we had a couple of years ago, I think it was Isel. I came out of my house, it's like, oh wow, nothing happened. I had one small ohio tree in my yard. And it's like, oh, nothing happened. Then I hopped in my car and I drove down the road and I was like, wow, I seen trees, huge trees. I think it was on 29th where Julie guys live. That was like total. I seen a tree across the road. You couldn't even see through it. There was so little soil that when the storm came, poof, gone. So others fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. So you can imagine, picture yourself. You know, you hear the word, oh yeah, it's good, you grow. But your roots don't go deep into the word. And a storm comes. And you think about that tree. In Matthew 13:20, he explains, the one on whom the seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately received it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. The seed that falls on the rocky ground represents one who hears the word and he receives it with joy. However, there is no root or foundation. They did not last very long. You see them here for a short season, and then they're gone. Sometimes people will come to church, and they will receive Jesus, and immediately, they want to teach, they want to lead a ministry, and I have learned to ask him, whoa, sit down at the feet of Jesus for a season, and grow roots. I have seen it happen when they say, I want to do this for God. You put them in ministry. The enemy comes, starts beating them up. Like they're getting really hammered by the devil. But because they have no foundation, they say, I cannot do this. I'm out of here. This is not what I signed up for. Because when you and I, when we begin to advance the kingdom of God, the enemy ramps up his attack, his effort in attacking us. You know, like the Target logo. When you start serving God, those, imagine that is on your back now. And the enemy is trying to get you to stop doing ministry. How many times Sunday you wake up and like, oh, I don't feel like it. Something is not right. That's the enemy is just trying to stop you from preaching the word of God. Now it's a little different because if I wake up and I don't feel good, I have a scratchy throat, I'm coughing and a fever, then I gotta say, you know what, for the love of you, I better stay home and have Pastor Aaron preach. And we would all love that. Yeah? Because he's so good. No, he's going to get one pretty soon, in March. Soil number three. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. Matthew 13:22 explains, and the one whose seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word out and becomes unfruitful. Now, the seed that falls on this ground with the thorns is representing someone who hears the word, but with all the concerns of the world, such as money or stature, position, these things end up choking the word. It's like trying to follow God, yet holding on to the worldly desires. It's like saying, yes, I want the Lord, but yet I want this. I want the Lord, but I love my past. I love money. I love status. I love my power tools more than anything else. My fishing poles, my coolers. Yeah? And it's like trying to follow God halfway. How many of you want a spouse that's half committed to you? Nobody? You want a spouse that's all in, right? Fully committed to you. Right. And I think that's what God wants from us, not halfway. Not saying, I want to serve you, Lord, but yet I want to gain great wealth. I want to hold titles and positions. Romans 12:2 says this, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may know, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. Then soil number four. Oh, I love this. And others fell on the good soil, yielded a crop, some hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. You know, you ever planted something? You ever planted like a chili pepper? Kind of easy for grow. But when your chili pepper, if you don't water it, you don't fertilize it, you plant it under rock, you're lucky you can get two or three chili peppers. But if you plant them on good, fertile soil, man, you'd be breathing fire. You know, guys like Uncle Ted and James, hey, buddy, you get chili peppers because I ran out. Because, you know, they would probably plant theirs on rocky soil. Like mine, it was a kind of on rocky soil. I put a little bit dirt. But when the drought came, out of the three, one survived. And that one is barely hanging on now. And when I want chili pepper, I cannot find it. Man, you want, when I plant something, man, I would love to get that hundredfold. Matthew 13:23. And the one whom the seed was sown on the good soil, this is a man who hears the word, understands it. You might want to underline, hears the word and understands it. Who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. So again, we see in Luke 8:18, so take care how you listen. For whoever has, to him more shall be given. And whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away. You know, God gave us free will. And you and I, we are able to choose. I believe we are able to choose what kind of soil we are in. If we do not understand something, then we can't pursue understanding until we do. We have so many resources. We have so many leaders in this church that you could ask them, what does this scripture mean? Can you try and explain it to me? We can research. We can ask questions. We can learn. We can let go the things of the world and trust God. The four types of soil represent different responses to God's message. People will respond differently because they are in different seasons, different states of readiness. Some are hardened. They don't want to hear it. You know, and sometimes when I share with some people that I know, and they will not hear it. They will not have nothing to do with accepting the word of God. My heart breaks because I can picture them one day standing before Jesus, and Jesus saying, get away from me. I never knew you. My heart breaks for them, and then it's going to be too late when they say, oh, I should have listened. I should have just gave him a few minutes so that he could explain things to me. Some people may be hardened. Some are shallow because they're just still stuck in the world. Others are contaminated by distractions and worries. But some, they are receptive. Here's a question. How has God's word taken root in your life? Matthew 13:9 says, he who has ears, let him hear. He says this at the end of the parable. You know, when we read this parable, who is the sower? What is the soil? The soil is the heart. Soil, the sower could be Jesus, could be us, but we sow. At the end of this parable, he says, let him hear. He means listen and understand. Because you and I, we come here each Sunday and we hear the message. Hopefully, I break it down in such a way that you actually understand it. You know, for some, it could just be words. We're hearing it, but we are not comprehending it. We don't understand it. Once last year, I took my car to the mechanic. I was driving it, but I heard a sound that was kind of familiar. And I took it to the mechanic, and I said, can you check my wheel bearings? Because I hear this ever slight hum when I'm driving. And if my wife and my daughter, if they drove it, they probably would not notice it. Then the wheels would fall off and say, oops, I didn't hear a thing. The mechanic put his car up on the hoist, spun the tire. He put a stethoscope on with a rod on the end, and he put it to the back of the axles, and he spun the tires. He went to all four and he said, it's this one. It's like, wow, pretty good. So he changed it. And when I drove the car, the hum was gone. And the reason I know this, because I drove my car before and it hummed and it got louder and louder and the wheel fall off. Because the wheel bearing was bad. Now, if I didn't know any better, I just would think, oh, that's just normal, wear and tear. When we hear God's word being spoken, we need not only hear and listen, but we gotta understand. We really got, as of anything, we gotta understand what is being communicated here. What is being communicated here? Well, I'll tell you so that you can understand. You and I, we need to build that foundation. We need to build that spiritual foundation Because you can imagine if you don't, you look like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, for one thing. And when the storms come, they will come. Not if the storms come, but when they come. If you don't have that foundation, boom, great was his fall. Great was his fall. What's communicated here is not just a transfer of words, but a transfer of meaning. You see, the seeds that was sown, was it bad seeds? No, they were all seeds. They were all good seeds. But it fell on different soils. It fell on different conditions of the heart. What is your heart like? Are you willing? Are you ready for God to grab a hold of your heart and do just like amazing, powerful, wonderful things? Granted, it's not easy. Let me tell you, because if Christianity was easy, everybody would be doing it. But like I said, it's the best, hardest job, the best, hardest life that I could possibly live. What is the condition of your heart? In 1 Corinthians 3:6, Paul writes this, he planted the seeds, Apollos watered it, but God was the one who causes the growth. Man, so sometimes you've got to ask God, help me to grow. You think God would tell you no? I don't think so. I think you'd be happy that you'd be willing to grow. But you gotta do what is required. Amen? God causes a growth. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I hope that you have gotten something out of this. I hope you understand that this parable teaches us that we gotta be willing, ready, hear, understand, apply his word. Amen? I'm gonna ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And you know, the beginning to all of this is us saying yes to Jesus. That's how the seed gets planted and it starts to grow. It's us saying that I need you, Jesus. I want you in my life. I receive you as my Savior. So with your heads bowed, and your eyes closed, I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. It's asking Jesus to be the Lord of your life. So with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins. And I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if any of you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody out there? Anybody out there? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for each one here that as your word has been sown in their heart this morning, that they heard it and that they would understand it so that they can apply it, they can take action on it, so that when the storms come, nothing would happen. They may be shaken, but they will not topple over, because they are beginning to build their foundation, their spiritual life on the rock, the firm foundation, which is Jesus. So Lord, I pray that we would begin to build this foundation on you. We thank you. And Lord, I pray if anyone does not understand, that they would come and they would ask. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you out there on Facebook, if you have any questions, just message me, text me, send an email to New Hope East Hawaii. gmail.com so we can help get you on the foundation that you need to be on. Amen? Amen. Would you stand and join me as we sing?
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Okay, you guys ready? Let's do this. Let's sing.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we're recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.